We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
McAllister's Deli presents Monday Night with the Red and White. Ball State football, as of Wednesday, is officially on game week. The Cardinals getting set for their 2020 season opener against the Miami Redhawks in the Redbird rivalry next Wednesday night. 7 o'clock is the kick. Broadcast is on some ESPN platform. No, it's on CBS Sports Network, I believe. It's on television. It's on a network television. That feels good to say. You can also listen on 104.1 WLBC. Countdown to kickoff comes your way at 6 o'clock with Jack McMullen, Rich Spezak, and myself. Kickoff is at 7 with Brandon Martin. The Cardinals senior linebacker joins us presently. Not just will you be on network television for a football game, you're going to be on network television for something else. Tell me about Peyton's Place last week.
It was a great experience. I mean, the opportunity is awesome, you know, to be able to interact with a childhood hero and Peyton Manning. And then obviously being a Ball State guy, you know, David Letterman. I mean, you don't get much bigger than the name of David Letterman. And growing up watching him as well was great. And being able to interact and see those guys and see him in person was awesome. I mean, you get in that situation, you try not to fangirl out about him because, you know, it's David Letterman and Peyton Manning, but it was really cool, and it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Definitely one of the best days of my life, for sure.
Let's backtrack a little bit. So you guys are at practice. Practice gets cut short early. You guys go put your full uniforms on. You come back out. Coach tells you, like, you're going to be in a video for NFL Network or something. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking? Like, yeah, all right, I guess this is cool. Like, what's the thought process going into it?
Well, the discussion between the guys was, like, you know, why did they pick us to be on NFL Network? And, you know, after we got done with practice, everybody is pretty tired from practice and just kind of sitting around just waiting to get started. And next thing you know, I'm talking to one of the guys, and I hear somebody say, hey, that's Peyton Manning. And I hear it, and I just kind of – I look over, and I don't believe it at first. And then you look again, it's like, yeah, that is Peyton Manning. And then you see David Letterman walk up, and you're just like starstruck.
What is happening?
And, right, exactly. And just really very a cool moment for sure.
What were they like? Because it seemed like I don't know how much time you had. I mean, obviously you had a little bit different experience, but we'll get into that in a second. But just as a team, like it seemed like afterward, you know, they were pretty good about talking to you guys and kind of breaking down with you guys a little bit. What was your exposure to them like in that regard?
After we got done shooting as a team, you know, David Letterman and Peyton had a few words to say, and you know, they're exactly like what you see on TV. They're good guys, and you know, they had a lot of positive things to say, especially David Letterman. Him being an alumni of Ball State, he has a lot of pride, and definitely let us know that. And then, you know, Peyton had a lot of positive things to say about, you know, this is your college years are to be embraced, and they're very special. And you know, he was saying how much fun he had in college, and the relationships that he had in college continue to this day. So definitely that was just seeing those guys and having them talk to us really meant a lot to us as a football team as well.
What did you like? How much can you tell us? Like, what are you non-disclosured as far as like what can't you say until it airs? What can you tell us about what you did?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not 100% sure if I could say exactly what happened in the skit, but it definitely involved Peyton throwing footballs at Frog Baby. I can definitely say that, and I was. The pictures are true. I was definitely standing in Frog Baby. So,
How did you get like roped into that? What are you thinking when somebody comes up to you and goes, "Hey, you're going to go do this video with David Letterman and Peyton Manning"?
I mean, when you hear that,
because that was separate. Like the whole team did something at the field, but you did a whole different deal.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when I heard that, I was speechless. Kind of saying that brings it back to the moment. I mean, it's like. Being able to interact with David Letterman and especially Peyton Manning growing up in Indianapolis and being a Colts fan since I can remember, you know, it doesn't get much cooler than being able to, you know, fist bump Peyton and say what's up. So just obviously just extremely excited, and, you know, just the opportunity was great, and just really, really cool for sure.
Are you trying to play it cool? Is it like – you know, don't act like a fanboy, or are you like, "Mr. Manning, I have to tell you about that time in 1998-9. Like, it was the greatest thing ever."
Well, that's the thing. I was actually telling some of the guys, you know, I was going to tell Peyton, "Hey, Peyton, you know, it's me, Brandon. Remember, I sent you that letter when I was like 12. But, yeah, I mean, you definitely, when you're around David Letterman and Peyton Manning, you know, I tried not to fan out or anything, but I was definitely definitely a lot of butterflies being around those guys, you know.
People, stand back. Let the man breathe. By the way, would you sign this before you?
Right. I mean, it was it's just, you know, crazy. Just, you know, being an Indianapolis Colts fan, I remember after winning the Super Bowl, me and my mom, we had gotten downtown late for the Super Bowl celebration that was in the RCA Dome at the time. And we're seeing people walk to try to get to the RCA Dome because you know that they're going to be at capacity one day, or not one day, but at some point they're going to be at capacity. And me and my mom start running through the streets, and we get there, and we see, like, behind us they start cutting people off to because they're at capacity. So, like, and then seeing Peyton talk after they won the Super Bowl, and, I mean, just being a Colts fan, I don't think it gets much cooler than being able to meet Peyton Manning.
Is that the most famous duo of people you've met?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
What's your favorite Colts memory as a kid? Is that it? Going to the RCA Dome after they won?
Honestly, it was probably in the AFC Championship before the Super Bowl when we got the interception against the Patriots to seal the game, to seal the victory. And me and my mom were in the living room just dancing around, yelling we're going to the Super Bowl. That was
I noticed how you said we got the interception there.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, the city of Indianapolis got the interception on that one. But that's definitely my favorite memory for sure.
Brandon Martin joins us, Ball State senior linebacker. It's Peyton's Place is the show. It's on ESPN Plus, right?
Right.
Do you know when it airs? Did they tell you that?
They did not tell me when it's going to air. So we'll see when it's going to air. But the exact date, they said around the holidays. So
did you at least get a picture?
I did. I did get a picture with David Letterman and Peyton. Yeah, I did for sure.
Okay, I was going to say, if nothing else, you can get a screen grab. But yeah.
Right.
So that goes up there for a good start to your senior season.
Mm.
How do you feel about the rest of it?
About the rest of the senior?
Yeah.
I feel great. I mean, I feel great about this football team. We're closer than we've ever been. I know that we dealt with a lot of adversity as far as the pandemic went. Having to be apart for a couple of months, but when we came back, I mean, we picked up right where we left off, and just being able to be around these guys, it's a special feeling, and this is a special football team, and I think that just starts with the love that we have for one another, and you know, just really, really excited to be able to showcase our work that we've been putting in over these past couple months.
Brandon Martin joins us. We'll talk a little bit more about that work. We'll talk about next week's season opener, which is phenomenal to say. It's the Cardinals and Miami Redhawks next Wednesday night. More on that with Brandon Martin after we step aside. It's Monday night with the Red and White from McAllister's Deli on McGalliard. This is Ball State Football from Learfield IMG College. All right, Monday night with the Red and White back at it here from McAllister's Deli. Brandon Martin continues to join us. Ball State Football senior linebacker. He's also president of SAC here at Ball State, the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. Before we get into football real quick, last week was Mental Health Awareness Week for you guys. Is that right?
Right.
So that's a big week. That's one of your two kind of big initiatives that you guys do conference-wide, isn't it?
Right, yeah. I mean, Mental Health Awareness is a big week for us, as well as diversity and inclusion. Another SAC, our vice president, Kaylin LeConte, who's the president of the Mental Health Subcommittee. The whole Mental Health Subcommittee did a really good job of setting up some plans, and obviously we have a website that's going to go that's going live on Ball State Sports as well. It's going to have a lot of content that has to do with mental health, whether that be resources, videos about student athletes, student athletes' testimonies, and things of the like on that as well. So that's something that we're really excited about as SAC to get going.
What do you like about being on SAC? Like having that responsibility, not just being on it, mm-hmm. but being one of the leads for it. And we are in an age where people talk about student athletes having voices. That is the ultimate use of your voice mm-hmm. in the constructs of being a student athlete in the NCAA, mm-hmm. Is being on SAC and being active in SAC. Why is that important to you?
Well, one thing that we take pride on and we hang our hat on with SAC is amplifying the voices of student athletes and being a bridge of a voice between athletics and the rest of our campus, and as well as athletic administration and the student athletes. So just being able to amplify voices of student athletes about issues that we see that are real, that we deal with, and obviously being able to interact with our community is something that we take a lot of pride in, and we're really excited about in SAC as well. So those two things are the biggest points, and probably the things that I enjoy most about being in SAC, being reaching out to the community and amplifying the voices of the student athlete.
I always said, you know, people were saying over the summer, it's like the NCAA really should have an organization that allows the student athletes to use their voice. And like, this is me being company line man, but I'm like, y'all are just not paying attention. I'm like,
right,
it exists at like every level. Mm. It's just how it's utilized, and
right.
I it's there if you guys use it the right way mm-hmm. and provides resources for you guys to be active.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think that, if we can get more student athletes to realize how important SAC is and the resources that we have as student athletes, in our universities and as SAC, you know, that's kind of our responsibility to make sure that we communicate to our teams and know that, you know, we have this way of communicating and way of to amplify our voices and the way to be heard, you know, and especially on our campus and in our community.
Brandon Martin joins us. He's one of the presidents of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee here at Ball State with Shelby Clean from the soccer team as well. Who we asked to come, but I think she has class at this juncture. She was very excited when I asked her, and then she said, I can't do 5 to 6, and she was very sad. Let's talk about where you're going to be this time next week, though, and that's Wednesday night. You guys take on the Miami Redhawks, the season opener for 2020, which has to feel great to say. It's the second time in as many games you have played Miami, because you beat them in your season finale last year. We know Coach New hates Miami, and it just goes back to the rivalry of his playing days.
Right.
What is the rivalry like? I know the trophy is in the middle of the locker room right now.
Right.
How extra amped do you guys get, if you needed anything else, this year to play Miami in the season opener?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, we're already extremely excited to play, just not being able to play, regular format of a season. And being able to open up against Miami, who we have a history against, and them being the defending champions, you know, they have what we want. And we're really excited to have the opportunity to play them up in Oxford this next Wednesday. We're really excited for the opportunity, and we're looking forward to it.
You guys beat them pretty soundly last year. Obviously, you didn't play. You were injured at that point. But what do you remember about what they did, and what concerns you going into next week?
Well, they're obviously a good football team. You know, they won our conference last year, and they have weapons offensively, and they have a lot of talent defensively as well. And that's something that we're going to prepare for. And offensively, you know, they have a strong offensive line, and you know, they take a lot of pride in their offensive line, and they have a young quarterback that that is efficient as well. So we're excited about playing them and being able to embrace that challenge.
How do you feel about going? I don't know if ever you've traveled day of game in college football. What added twist do you think that throws into the mix to hop on a bus, drive to Oxford, get off the bus, and go play?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm actually excited about it. While you know, these past years, I've gotten into the habit or into a ritual of, you know, preparing the night before and being able to sleep in the hotel and then kind of knowing how it goes into the game day. But you know, there's excitement in knowing that, you know, when you hop on that bus, when you hop off, it's game time. And you know, that's something that we're looking to embrace as a football team, and we're really excited about that.
Ball State football taking on the Miami Redhawks next Wednesday night. 7 o'clock is that first kick. 6 o'clock pregame over on our sister station, 104.1 WLBC. Like, do you have to do anything differently? Like, do you have to like stretch in a different way? Like, it's not like it's a long bus ride. You're gonna get all tired and cramped on it. But how do you have to? Is there a different prep in that aspect?
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, we're gonna approach it, because I mean, we've traveled from Indianapolis to Miami.
And, sure.
You know, I think that we kind of approach it that way. You know, just we're gonna have time before the game and be able to get going and you know, get ready that way as well.
BMR, best of luck.
Appreciate that.
Brandon Martin joining us. Many thanks to Josh Zeidenberg as well. Mike New is back to preview the opener next week, Monday night with the Red and White from McAllister's Daily. Good night.